WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office Tuesday and said his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out the wishes of the people.
We are trying to sort of right-size the federal bureaucracy, just make sure that this obviously there needs to be a lot of people working for the federal government, but not as many as currently.
However, he offered little evidence of sweeping claims of waste and fraud. President Trump also said he always obeys a judge's order after some judges have blocked some of the administration initiatives. The Kremlin says a Russian citizen's been released from U.S. custody. That's one day after American Mark Fogel was freed. He was detained by Russia for 3.5 years. President Trump welcomed him to the White House last night. The war in Ukraine will be a topic for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's in Belgium meeting with the Ukraine Contact Group. Parts of Virginia got more than a foot of snow. There are 3 storm fronts in the U.S. Rain in Southern California a concern because of mudslide fears. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The biggest snowstorm of the season is set to hit southern Wisconsin today into Thursday. Forecasters say up to 6 inches or more could accumulate in counties south and east of Madison, with some periods of 1 inch per hour possible close to Lake Michigan. Northern Wisconsin will miss out on this round of snow. A Janesville man who shot his ex-girlfriend to death after he learned she was pregnant was sentenced to life in prison. Logan Barkley pled guilty in November in the April 2024 death of Kirsten Hansen, who was shot in the stomach and left for dead along Janesville's Peace Trail. And Wausau's Ethics Board will consider a citizen complaint against Mayor Doug Denny. The complaint centers on Denny's handling of a locked but not yet secure municipal drop box that was left outside City Hall over a weekend. Denny says he brought it into his office for safekeeping, though some say he may have violated election law. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a snowy day today. We could end up with about 4 to 6 inches of accumulation today into this evening, with everything winding down here by late tonight. Our high this afternoon, 18, will drop down to 5 above tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, 14. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 803 with Billy Joel. Still rock and roll to me, Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. You're gonna cruise a miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Aim at your average teen. How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight A student if you are.
A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
'90s and more. Something wrong and you can't put your finger on it. Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine starts and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll to me. Roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. It is going on 8:09 on Wednesday morning. And as you've heard us talking throughout the morning, you've heard Sean Cable talking about it. We are expecting snow today. We have a winter weather advisory that will go into effect at 9 a.m. this morning, and that goes until 3 a.m. on Thursday morning. We're expecting between 3 to 6 inches of snow in the advisory area. And the snow will start a little bit later this morning. It'll continue into the afternoon and evening hours and most likely will impact the evening commute. So we are actively monitoring this weather system today and will provide updates throughout the day as needed. If you do have a closing, cancellation, or delay that you need to pass along to us, the easiest way to do that is email info@max.fm. You can also text us 608-355-9970. As a reminder, you can listen to us on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area and 103.7 in the Reedsburg area. We also have all this information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, and we'll provide updates throughout the day as needed on that page as well. So again, if you have something you need to pass along to us, email info@max.fm. The only closings that are somewhat in our area is Richland Center Schools are closed today. And we've also received word that the ADRC Juneau County Nutrition Program is closed today. So all Juneau County meal sites are closed. And these really are borderline to our listening area, but we do monitor these on other areas and we do try to keep up to date with all that. But again, nothing in our direct area is closed, delayed, or canceled at this point. But if it is, we'll pass that along. Right, Emily? All right. Well, she'll be with us momentarily.
Here.
So, oh, there you are. Hey.
I am here. Sorry. Pushing buttons.
No worries. So, yeah, it's just, it's going to be one of those days. And I'm actually kind of keeping tabs now on another system, possibly for Fridays. So, definitely not a dull moment in the weather center this week, to say the least. So it's, you know,
that is true.
It's all good, though. We do need the snow, as you and I have been talking. And the fire danger has definitely been increased because of that lack of snow. So I'm not complaining. It is Wisconsin, and it is February. And, you know, we gave away some pizza today, so that was kind of nice. You'll have another chance to win today, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 7 p.m. So tune in for that. And, you know, also something that's pretty cool.
Folks.
Yeah. We also have our big... We have our big deal of the day. Half off a $50 certificate to Hoff's Brewhouse in Wisconsin Dells. Today only just $25. No code required. They have great German food up in downtown Dells. Food menu includes schnitzel, brats, burgers, pretzels, and desserts. And they have an extensive beer menu with the most tap lines in Wisconsin Dells. Half off a $50 certificate. Today only $25. I kind of want to go check them out because nothing goes better than brats and beer. So
this is true. This is true. And the largest tap line in Wisconsin Dells is a big small order. That's, I mean, that's a competitive thing now to have all the different options of tap beer. So that's did they say how many tap options?
They did not.
I just have to go find out. Okay, you know what?
There's only one way to find out.
Meet you there later. Oh, just
yeah, exactly. You know, snow day. We got snowed in at the Dells at the Hoff Brew House today.
And actually, Brat's beer and snow day sounds like so lovingly Wisconsin.
Yeah, it does. You know, as I make our way into the new studio, do a little bit of work and stuff, and have a few things I need to do there, I'm like, snow day. But I'd be on my best behavior today because I'm keeping tabs on this all day long. Honestly, this is what I will be doing after I get done doing a few other things today, is I just keep track of this all day long. And then at some point, if we get something, you'll hear me back on the radio today. So, yeah, there will be no adult beverages today. I'll behave.
No. But maybe some highly processed foods that aren't bad for you. Maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking today, you know. And this is kind of interesting because we know that we need to avoid processed foods. That's a good idea in general. But health.com just posted a list of the 5 you don't need to feel guilty about eating. And let's talk about those, Emily.
I love this. I love this list because you know what? Nutrition and diet and health food and, you know, things that are bad for you. I feel like that's just constantly in this wave of like, this is good for you now. Nope, it's not every 5 years.
So right.
Here we go, folks. This is what we're learning from health.com right now. Number one, whole grain bread. All bread is processed, even the healthy kind. Whole grain and whole wheat breads are just a lot better because they retain more of their nutritional value when processed. White bread does it. So as delicious as white bread is, might as well look at that like candy because it's really not good for you at all.
And that's
number two.
And I do want to mention, as you talk about that, there are some very good whole grain breads out there that you don't even realize the difference between that and the regular white bread. There's one that we get, and you wouldn't even notice it. I mean, that stuff is really good, and it's better for you. So
yeah,
keep that in mind.
I was brought up with the whole grain breads, and I think it's kind of like a matter of like what you're used to, right?
So right.
We never really had white breads, especially like the super, super white breads. I don't even know what those brands are anymore. So when I did try them as an adult, I was like, whoa, is this so chewy? Like, it doesn't taste like bread. There's some whole grain breads, like Dave said, that really kind of function as a white bread if you're looking for that kind of thing. Like a grilled cheese sandwich, that's so good with your chewy white bread. That's delicious. You know, as really great bread is the Log Cabin. That place has such good bread that you can just pop in, buy a loaf, and all different kinds of bread, and it's made there, I believe. It's delicious. So, anywho, can we digress? Number two, grass-fed processed meats. A study in 2022 found grass-fed is better than grain-fed. It has more heart-healthy omega-3s. So, I think, you know, the idea here, and we live in an agricultural community, is that the beef that you're talking about is coming from the animal, that they aren't necessarily doing well on grain. Like, that's not what they want to eat. Their body's not ready to process that. So they're happier when they're grass-fed, I believe. Don't fact check this or fact check it. I'm not a doctor and I'm not, you know, I'm not an agricultural expert either. But what I understand is the happier the animal is, the better meat that comes out processed.
Well, and you know, here's another interesting one is hummus. It's got a great fiber and protein content. But you want to look for versions made with olive oil and not a lot of preservatives or extra ingredients. So that's kind of important. I don't eat a lot of that, but number four, I do yogurt. Plain Greek yogurt is the best. Adding fruit or honey is better than brands with added sugar, but even some of the sweetened types are a good source of probiotics, calcium, and protein. So, you know.
You can't go wrong with yogurt. Really?
No,
can.
You
can. It has
can't.
So many benefits. And yeah, sticking your own little, you know, getting plain yogurt or like the vanilla and putting your own fruit and honey in there rather than getting that. Because yogurts go down a long, like all of a sudden you can find yogurts that like are like key lime pie, you know, like that. That's more dessert.
Right.
Let's be honest. It's a lot of sugar. So you might, you know, it's not like eating candy, but it's still, you know, the yogurt, the natural ones are better. So number five is canned beans. They're a processed food, but still a great source of protein, fiber, iron and magnesium. Look for low sodium versions that don't have a lot of added ingredients. If you've got a can of beans that comes with its own onions, you may want to question that. Not sure. That was just
right.
That was just me saying the wrong word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in canned beans, that kind of surprised me a little bit this morning, you know? So I don't know. I prefer the frozen ones or even better the fresh ones. But that's just my personal preference, right, Emily?
Exactly. We just do our opinions here. This is not the opinion of Civic Media.
No.
Dave and Emily's opinions. Oh. And anyone can feel free to argue with us all day because we are not experts. We are just people on the radio who are sharing our opinions and hopefully being sort of funny about it, or at least as funny as we think we are.
All opinions are strictly of those of Dave and Emily on the morning show and do not necessarily represent. Oh, I don't know the rest of it, so I can't go.
So, you know, right? Let's just make it up as you go. But our opinions might be a little bit representative of the people in our households too, and our pets, because they have strong opinions. Let's not deny it.
Well, and that's exactly it. And I mean, our dog never judges me. Oh, wait, he might be. Oh, he's sleeping behind
he's
me now.
Right,
so
I can feel it. I can feel the judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, you see the brown eyes just looking at you and you go, are they judging me now?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And so, no, yeah,
we have contests. We've got things to mention. We've got a morning show sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Don't ever forget about those guys. They do such a great job making yours a happy home with Handy Harry. One thing I really like about them is they do free estimates all the time. So you don't have to worry about, you know, sometimes you call to get, you know, you got something broken in your house or whatever, and you're like, oh man, just to get him to come out here and look at it, it's going to be X amount of money. That's not the case here. So that's one thing that's super awesome. And of course, they are local, but they do travel. So check them out online, Handy Harry LLC. They do lots of amazing stuff in and out of the home.
They do, and they do interior work, custom woodwork, exterior work. Website is handyharryllc.com. You can also call them at 608-370-9174. Go take a look at everything they do. I mean, they do a lot of different things. And it's nice to be able to have a home improvement place in your tool belt and have them available to come and give you a free estimate. That is just a fantastic service. So go check them out, right, Emily?
Yeah, definitely. Utilize them as they are local, and they are here to help for all your home needs inside and out. So we're very thankful that they are part of our morning show. So thank you so much for being with us on Wednesdays.
We appreciate them. Emily, I appreciate you. You're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We're going to get you back into the music in just a moment. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo. At Jeweler's Edge, we believe in celebrating love every day. Our showroom offers a stunning array of colored gemstone jewelry, sparkling diamond engagement rings, and beautifully restored vintage and estate jewelry. A full-service jeweler, we offer custom design jewelry repair and jewelry appraisals. Looking to sell some jewelry? We buy precious metals. Find something special for the one you love at the Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Hofbräu's House in Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy delicious German or Mediterranean food with your favorite Valentine at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräu's House. Try one of 30 international beers or a glass of wine, or sink your teeth into a broad or gigantic pretzel, schnitzel, shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, or one of their tasty desserts. Hofbräu's House in the Dells. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum hits.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:25 with Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. Do the doubts that complicate your mind.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:29 on Wednesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. As a reminder, for those that use Beyond Blessed Food Pantry, they have a new distribution process starting today. So if you're going to Beyond Blessed Food Pantry this evening, you need to start at the Circus World Museum parking lot. You should get to the parking lot no earlier than 3 p.m. at Circus World. You'll get a free ticket, and then you'll follow the pace car to the pantry. Have your ticket ready to show when you're in line at the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. Do not go directly to Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. You will not be served without a ticket, and then you will need to go back to the Circus World parking lot to get a ticket. So again, lining up in the Circus World Museum parking lot for Beyond Blessed Food Pantry starting at 3 o'clock. They're also asking if you can stagger your time to get there. They would appreciate it, so not everyone gets there right at 3 p.m. You can get there at 3:15, 3:30, so forth and so on, to help alleviate the congestion in that area. They ask that everyone please be patient, and you should not smoke in the Circus Road parking lot, and you should stay in your vehicle there as well. So again, They want you to get there no earlier than 3 p.m., but you don't have to get there right at 3 p.m. You can get there later, get your ticket at the Circus World Museum parking lot, and then you will follow the pace car over to the Biambles Food Pantry going that way. Again, don't go directly there. All this information is on the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry's Facebook page as well, with the exact instructions and the process. They want to work with everyone to make sure everything goes smoothly today. And if there's any changes, they will also provide updates on their Facebook page. As we know, we do have some winter weather that's coming into the area. Sean is going to talk about that in just moments. And again, if you do have a closing cancellation or delay that you need to pass along to us, you can email us at info@max.fm. And we will provide updates throughout the day. We will also keep our 99.7 Max FM Facebook page up to date as well. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate, or check them out online at HandyHarryLLC.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC. Shake off the winter blues at the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair on Saturday, February 22nd at the Lavelle Center. Enjoy inspiring keynote speakers on happiness and healthy aging, plus fun breakout sessions that focus on health screenings, pain management, belly dancing, mental health, and more. Explore the winter wellness marketplace and revitalize your mind and body. Tickets, which include a nourishing lunch, are just $35 in advance. Get yours now at thelavellecenter@gmail.com. Join in for a day of inspiration and fun.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways: California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Golden State broke open a close game midway through the fourth quarter, went on to beat the Bucks 125-111 on Monday night at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Damian Lillard poured in 38, but the Bucks were sloppy with the ball, committing 20 turnovers in the loss. Steph Curry had 38 of his own for Golden State. Atlanta guard Trae Young will replace Giannis Antetokounmpo in the NBA All-Star game this weekend in San Francisco. The Bucks are sitting Giannis through the All-Star break with calf soreness. Marquette hosting DePaul in Big East College Basketball tonight, looking to end a three-game losing streak. Golden Eagles have fallen in the polls, dropping to 18th in the AP and 16th in the coaches' top 25. The Badgers up five spots to number 16 in the AP poll and up four spots to 15th in the coaches' poll. Grigard's team is off until Saturday when they visit Purdue. Super Bowl is over, which means the NFL offseason has officially begun. Teams can franchise tag players starting next Tuesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
It is going to be a snowy day today. We could end up with about 4 to 6 inches of accumulation today into this evening, with everything winding down here by late tonight. Our high this afternoon, 18, will drop down to 5 above tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, 14. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it is 7.
99.7 Max FM.
Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Show.
Time.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Namely. 8:42. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. We are monitoring the weather today, and we do have a winter weather advisory that goes into effect in about 18 minutes or at 9 a.m. That's going until 3 o'clock Thursday morning. We're expecting snow. We're expecting in the advisory anywhere from 3 to 6 inches, and that will be within the whole Max FM listening area. We expect that the snow will get heavier this afternoon into the evening. It can impact the evening commute as well tonight. And Emily, I'm looking outside the studio here, and guess what I see happening?
What do you see, Dave? A little bit of snow?
Yes, I stepped outside and we are starting to see light snow right here in downtown Baraboo. And so it is already starting. So we're monitoring that. And if you have a closing cancellation or a delay, please text those to us, 608-355-9970. The preferred way is email info@max.fm. We will have updates throughout the day right here on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area, the Free Civic Media app, and the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, Emily.
Absolutely, yes. Lots going on out there. Please be safe in the weather conditions. It's snow is pretty, but also can be a pretty big hassle sometimes. So if you're out there on the roads, drive safely.
Exactly. Give yourself plenty of time to go where you need to go. If you do need to be out and about today, do not tailgate the snow plows either. That has popped up in my information this morning, as they want you to be respectful of our snow plow drivers. We thank them for all their extra work because we know they're going to be busy. It is you know, just fact of life, living in Wisconsin. And so, again, the only closings we're aware of nearby is Richland Center Schools, as well as the ADRC Juneau County Nutrition Programs are closed in Juneau County. All meal sites are closed. We don't have anything that's active right in this area yet. So we'll be here all day. That's kind of what I'm going to be doing today. I'll be flipping around between the Weather Center and the newsroom and just keeping tabs on everything today. So, you know, stay tuned. And we have more snow.
Dave will bring you the updates as they come in, because it is important to stay aware of what is happening out there with the weather.
It is. And we know we are looking at our system Friday into Saturday as well. So monitoring that, but let's get through this one first. It is Wednesday, February 12th. And looking at our calendar days today, Floating Lantern Festival. This is a great World of Peace and Joy by Lighting Floating Lanterns. It's also Lantern Festival
things.
Day. So I love it. But
I love. Maybe not
I do too.
Around here, though.
Yeah, exactly. This one's funny. Red Hand Day. So paint your hand red and raise your voice against using children for things that they shouldn't. And that is something that when you look at the red hands, you're like, wait, what is that all about? So that is out there today. Yes. And this one is a very good one. Safety Pup Day. And so these are the safety pups that keep your children safe from harm. So go out and take a look at those. What else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Yeah, there's a couple really good and serious ones that I want people to take a minute to think about, along with the Red Hand Day. It is International Day Against the Use of Child Soldiers. So International Day Against the Use of Child Soldiers, help stop the use of child soldiers. That is an issue around the world. So kids should be able to be kids. You know, that's a serious business, and it's a big issue around the world. So take a moment and think about that today. We may not have that, you know, front and center in our surroundings, but it is something that happens, and kids should be kids. Also, people should have the opportunity to marry who they want. National Freedom to Marry Day. We have come a long way, but normalization of same-sex marriage is still not over. So take a minute and be thankful for that. Regardless of where you are in that world, it doesn't matter. People should have the freedom to love who they want. Today is also NAACP Day. Join us as we explore what the NAACP is all about. So those are three really important ones I appreciate that are being celebrated today. What else do you see, Dave?
It is also Darwin Day today. So we celebrate Charles Darwin's work and science in general. So that is something we celebrate today. And you heard during our show opener today, it is Hug Day. Share warmth and love by hugging a loved one or a stranger today if it's okay with them. That's something that I remember from my...
Don't just go hug anybody. Some people aren't huggers. They're just not.
Yes,
okay.
And that's... Exactly it. So we don't just walk up and hug someone. I remember going through some training back in the day at my prior employer. And yes, going up and hugging someone is not the appropriate thing to do unless it's okay with them. So, you know, celebrate it. I mean, I can honestly say I had someone walk up at my last job after I was working outside. She gave me a big bear hug. I was sufficiently embarrassed. I was also pretty cold that day, too. And she did it on purpose, of course. So I actually just ran into her the other day. She retired and was still laughing about it to this day. So did you see? Yeah. And hugs, you know, they're not a bad thing. So I'm getting used to it.
So great. It really just did kind of like emulate how hugs can show up in a lot of different comedy and pop culture and just, you know, I don't know. I thought that opener was great. It made me giggle. So thank you for that. So whoever wants to celebrate that with a giggle or with a hug, that's fantastic. If you are thinking about other things in terms of food, which we always come back to, it's National Plum Pudding Day. Did you know that plum pudding contains no plums? Okay. What the heck? What's in plum pudding then? I have no idea. I actually don't know. Do you know?
I don't. I've never really had it before, but it's something that was started in Great Britain, and it was a kind of a Christmas pudding is where it all started. Okay, here's what's
plums.
In it.
There we go. That's what it is. Raisins were called plums back in the day, yep. 17th century Great Britain. So if you want to get an awkward look from somebody, you can go ahead and ask them if they're going to go. Buy a bag of plums and show them a bag of raisins and see what kind of looks you get. People will be like, this person's cray cray. But that's all right. Now we learned something. That's what we're here for. We're here for education.
Right.
laughs, safety, positive feelings, right? That's kind of our MO around here on the morning show.
Right. So what's in plum pudding, you ask? It's a steamed or boiled concoction featuring nutmeg, raisins, nuts, apples, cinnamon, and dates. So there you go. I had to go look it up. Because, yeah. So, you know, I was just curious. That's how I roll.
Dave knows how to use the Google, everybody. Just so you know, he knows how to use the Google.
Well, that's why I have multiple screens in the studio, so I can go all over the place. And yeah, if you ever look in my studio area, we have a lot of screens in here. But hey, that's how we roll. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us 7:10 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Look, everybody, be safe out there. Snow's starting to come down, so be thoughtful, be safe, give extra time, give extra space on the road. When you're walking, be careful. You know, it affects all the things, visibility, everything. So just take a breath, slow down. It's all going to be good. Let's just be careful out there. If you have an opportunity to stay out of it in terms of driving, take that opportunity too, because sometimes you can do something from home too, or whatever works for you. So have a great day and be safe.
Sounds good. Yes, please be safe out there. We'll continue to provide updates throughout the day. Again, if there is something you do need to pass along, feel free to email us info@max.fm. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let me show how much I love you, baby. I don't.